there's more than local value, there's national value to keeping these places wild and undeveloped. And so just don't want to see any of those protections eroded for the sake of recovering critical minerals.
David Wilms is with the National Wildlife Federation. Nearly half of the nation's critical mineral deposits are within trout and salmon habitat, and 1 in 10 deposits lies beneath protected public lands. According to a new report from Trout Unlimited, the National Wildlife Federation, and backcountry hunters and anglers, the report suggests any new mining sites be located far from critical fish and wildlife habitat. The groups also underscore the need for a transparent proposal process where all stakeholders, including affected communities and Indigenous tribes, have a seat at the table. Ty Churchwell with Trout Unlimited says they acknowledge the supply chain issue for these critical minerals, but he says they're concerned about some of the Trump administration's policy decisions on mining.
Some of them include fast-tracking permitting for new mine site proposals. I think the thing that's probably of most concern to us is opening up what are now currently protected public lands to critical mineral development.
The U.S. currently relies on imports for 31 of the 35 minerals listed by the federal government as critical, many coming from places that lack labor and environmental protections. Wilms says the report isn't suggesting an end to mining, only that we consider its future carefully.
That could include developing new mines. The point is that it needs to be done in a responsible way and following certain tenets.
The report offers several alternative options, such as using recycled material and substitutes for these critical minerals. It also suggests reprocessing old mine waste piles and ash material while taking advantage of engineering advancements so that production isn't as reliant on mines. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.